move into action item number 19, discussion and possible action on Granger Lake intake mitigation. David Collinsworth.
You can go to the next slide. We just dealt with private property and the pipeline that's going to take water from the intake to the treatment plant. This is on the opposite end of the lake. This is the park where we're going to put the intake. I've got a map that shows you more in just a second. But to go back to the first thing that we did was to get the engineer on board to look at this really flat land, shallow lake and say, okay, BRA, here's your options. And we really came up with two options for an intake that allows us really reliable long-term water through the drought of record. The intake that's up in the headwaters in 09, during the drought, we had about 4 or 5 feet of water above the top of the intake. We had some sleepless nights. Our operators did. The proposed site of the intake, which is going to be here on this peninsula in Wilson Fox Park, allows us access to water that's between 40, 45 feet deep. So we've got, history shows us that Lake Granger doesn't fluctuate like that. So this provides us security from flood, security from drought. It allows us to meet the needs for the demands that we're going to have. But we had two options. One was an intake to be placed here, and then the other was an intake to be placed about another mile up the lake, actually on the Corps of Engineer Dam. And the reason we chose this is because when you looked at the finances of it, you're talking about a $25 million intake. To do what was going to be required on the Corps of Engineers dam was going to be near a $50 million intake. Just because the guidelines and the standards and everything that we were going to have to do to bore into the Corps' dam were going to be very expensive and not very well liked. So what we've got to do here is put in this intake, drill out into the lake, and then run that pipeline that I showed you. It starts right over here in the federal property, and it's going to come up and come down this road and come out to the intake site. Anytime that you do something on federal property as a sponsor like the BRA or a city, you have to go in and mitigate. And you've got to do mitigation for the parkland or the property that you take away from the Corps. Pardon me. You've got to mitigate any damages or changes to the park. And actually in this scenario, there's quite a few. And we're really kind of at the mercy of the Corps as they determine the extent of what those damages are. And this has been an ongoing, what I'm fixing to show you, what we've kind of talked about doing with the Corps, is something that we've really gone back and forth for about 2.5 years on. We're going to build the intake here, and the Corps thinks it's necessary to come in and close all of this off and give us this 4 to 4.5 acres of land. And their thought is they don't want to have to deal with noise issues, they don't want to have to deal with safety issues, and they want to completely separate as far as possible the actions of moving water and construction from parkland. So the Corps, first of all, came in and said, okay, we're going to close the park to right here, and that's going to take away 9 campsites that are here. And then also, because we're putting an intake here, and we'll have to, by state regulation, we'll have to buoy so many hundreds of feet away from the intake, they will lose shoreline. So at the end of the day, the Corps said, okay, you're going to have to mitigate us for damages that you're doing coming in and out of the park, the parkland that you're taking away from us, and then any along that pipeline route, any trees that we take away or any other damage that we do to plant life, we've got to replace that. And that's pretty much a given, and that's not really, in our mind, that big a deal. And they have federal guidelines that say that for every tree you cut down that's so many inches, you've got to replace it with a certain amount of trees. Then the other thing that the Corps came forward with was, okay, BRA, if you're going to come in here and do this, and once we got them up to speed on the type of intake and the construction and what we would be doing, the Corps went back and they decided that they would close the entire park for 10 months out of our 18-month construction project because they didn't want the liability of having a construction project in a park at the same time. So they kind of said, you're going to have to also make us whole for 10 months' worth of revenue, in which we counteroffered with, okay, if that's the route we're going to have to go, then we need to work out a time schedule where we can get in on September or early October and close this park during off-peak times. So that's kind of where discussions have been. You can go to the next map. This map's really busy, but let me explain to you kind of where we are and where we've been. The first thing the Corps of Engineers came in and said is, okay, based on our analysis, here's what we want you to do, BRA. We want you to come and we want you to improve all of our campsites. First of all, the green are campsites that we would propose to improve. The red stuff, this red stuff is stuff that we will take out of production. And this is actually just a picture of where the intake is going to be. So you get some reference of where the intake is going to be. And then the yellow is actually places where we will damage the road coming in and have to replace the road. The first proposal from the Corps was this. Come in and BRA, you fix all these campsites. And they gave us some criteria to fix them to. And then we want you to go to another park off-site, and we want you to build us a meeting facility, indoor AC, HVAC, that'll seat about 300 people, and parking and all that. And just for grins, we priced all that out, and we got up to around $3 million. Then we drove down and told them, there's no way we can stand in front of our customers and justify that. So in a series of back and forths, kind of what we got the Corps to commit to us was that over a long time, over a period of lost revenue from the nine campsites, and then taking this acreage away from them, this lakefront acreage, which they deem as prime real estate for this park. And I will tell you, in their defense, that on Lake Granger, this is by far the nicest park that they have. So we really are taking some prime park way away from them. They kind of came forth and said, okay, if you're not going to do the indoor facility and all this, we really think our impact is somewhere around $1.2 million, $1.3 million. So we went back and kind of proposed a plan that got us somewhere close to $1.2 million and $1.3 million. Now, what the Corps does is a little bit different than the way other agencies negotiate deals. We would have preferred to negotiate $1.2 million. As a matter of fact, we would have preferred to write the Corps a check and say, here's $1.2 million, do whatever you want to do, we don't care. But their policy makes them mandate a certain set of improvements regardless of what the dollar figure cost. So what I have on here that today may be $1.2 million, if we bid it today, it may be $900,000, it may be $1 million. But by the time that we go to build this, it may be a little bit more. But here's kind of what that plan looks like. Obviously, we're going to go back in and resurface these roads. And then the green campsites are, if you've ever been to a Corps park or you have an RV, they're 30 years old, and they're just real small concrete pads where you'd park your RV. And I believe they're up to 30 amp, and the big RVs now are 50 amp. I may have my numbers wrong there.
Right.
30 and 50 for the old ones. So what we're proposing to do is go in and extend these pads to make them more friendly for the bigger RVs. And then also on the side, instead of it just being one pad, would have the pad extended for the bigger RVs and then a small area to park a vehicle, in case you had a vehicle that you were pulling your RV with or towing a car. So that's what we would do to all of these campsites. I believe there's 48 or 49 of them. And then what we would do is come in on certain ones and upgrade the electricity. Our proposal was to do these here. The Corps has come back a week or so ago, and they would prefer these be upgraded, and that's what these red lines are. So we would come in and improve the electrical amperage to some of them. Obviously, they came back and said, could you please increase the electrical amperage to all of them? And we went and looked at the numbers. And to do this, to do all of them, it adds about another $800,000 to the project. So we're kind of sticking to our gun there around $1.1 million, $1.2 million, because of the risk that's involved in when we bid this out. What are those costs going to be? Yes, sir.
Question: why are they taking those nine campgrounds out? Why can't you just go past them and cut it off?
Well, that's one of the reasons this has taken us 2 years, because for the first 8 months we argued that. And our proposal was to come in here and clear out more trees. And this is a pretty aggressive slope, so you can't come in here and do anything. But we proposed to come here and build a large turnaround. And for safety issues, for issues of they think that this thing is going to be louder than we think this is going to be, And then also, their standards, according to the Corps, their standards don't allow for us to build a turnaround large enough for somebody that comes in here and makes a wrong turn, doesn't see these turns, and pulls one of these large RVs into this area. But we've just come to agree to disagree on that one. We also don't think that the core park needs to be closed for 10 months, but that's where we are. So really what we're asking for is not approval for the BRA to spend the money yet. We're going to go out for bid on the total cost of the project, and you'll probably see that in late spring, and this cost will be a part of that. But for this project to move forward, the Corps and the BRA have to agree on the amount of effort that's going to be done. Then we're going to sign a document that the Corps would send us, and they have to put that in their environmental assessment that goes out for public review. And it's not till after that public review and all the different agencies and people in this area get to comment on it that we will have our permit to go forward. Then we will be committed to spending the money to do these improvements. What other questions? Okay. Thank you. And we should have a resolution with this one. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to enter into a mitigation agreement with the United States Army Corps of Engineers for mitigation of impacts to Lake Granger in conjunction with the construction of the Brazos River Authority Lake Granger intake project.
Heard we read the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Motion by McKnight, second by Mackey. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer DeCluet.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Bashirs.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director McKnight.
Yes.
Director Scott.
Yes.
Director Ward.
Yes.
Thank you.